Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just giving up nothing, literally.
Sure, it'd be great. Yeah. Do it all year.
This is not baseball, though,
it's
unfortunately.
Not realistic.
Joining us now on Gwen and Chris, former manager of the year, Tori Lovello, joins us here. Tori, how's your Tuesday going today?
It's going well, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Got a nice victory yesterday for the ball club. Adam Jones, San Diegan, leading off for your ball club. He signs with you guys pretty late in spring. I'm about halfway through spring. What has he brought to this ball club in this early part of the season?
Well, I'll tell you, the ability to impact the game at any time, offensively or defensively, and that's something that we have known about him. Coming from the AL East and spending many years in Boston, I got a chance to watch him firsthand from the opposing dugout, and it's certainly nice to have him on our side now. But the game speaks for itself, but the extra things inside of the dugout and inside of the clubhouse are the intangibles that great players can offer you. And he makes it fun. He makes the game fun. He's a great guy to be around. His personality is very contagious. He has some incredible leadership qualities, and he's done it. He's won before, so people gravitate to him. So getting him on our side has been a shot in the arm. Our front office did an incredible job of identifying that need, and they filled it perfectly.
Yeah, you can count us here on this program as those who were smiling a little bit last night when we saw that Adam Jones home run, because friend of the program, he's been in the studio for an hour or so before, and he's a tremendous guy, kid from San Diego. Great to see him have a big game for you last night. Tori, I imagine one of the things that you've had to do this offseason, spring training, is just kind of remind/convince your guys that, hey, the Arizona Diamondbacks are still around. You guys did part with Paul Goldschmidt and A.J. Pollock and Patrick Corbin. Those are three pretty good players, but I imagine you guys still feel you got enough to get the job done.
We certainly do, and I'm watching our team slowly connect the dots and do the things the way that they are capable of doing. Certainly there's going to be some new feelings, some new thoughts, because we did lose some really, really good players. Those are three outstanding players that you just can't remove from a team and have a little curiosity to how it's going to turn out. But we are slowly and surely getting to that point where we know that we're a good team. We believe that we are, but I told these guys that we got to go out and prove it and earn everything through the course of the season, because nobody's going to hand us anything, especially since we've had some of those vacancies. But very capable replacements. Once again, our front office has identified some guys to come in and help out, but we felt like we had a core here that was going to remain from the past 2 years with a solid foundation that's been laid down before them, that we can't go out there and compete and win. We are not throwing in anything. We don't believe this is a rebuild year. We believe with that nucleus of guys, it's their turn to step up and get into that next level and grow and learn and be good leaders, also good players, and see where that lands us. We want to be able to tell a really good story at the end of this year, and I feel like this is a special group of guys.
Tori Lovello joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Tori, I want to talk a little bit about Merrill Kelly. I mean, talk a little bit about his journey. Former minor leaguer, goes over to Korea, learns a little bit about pitching over there, a little bit more about pitching, and then comes back and has his debut last night. And, man, he put together a pretty gutsy performance. Talk a little bit about Kelly and what you saw from him last night.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. Our group, our scouts, the baseball ops team identified him as a guy that could come over here and transition very smoothly and have that type of performance. So it didn't totally surprise us. We've been watching that throughout the course of spring training, get more and more productive with each and every outing. I think early on there was some nervousness and some anxiety about the ball being smaller, maybe the mounds being a little bit different. But he went over there and maybe grew up a little bit, got a little more horsepower in his arm, started to land some secondary pitches, and yeah, it's not the most conventional path to the big leagues. We know what the traditional path is here for a player that's born in the United States, but he's here, and that's the bottom line. And on a night where we really needed him to step up, the pitching may have been a little thinned out from a tough Dodger series, he went out and gave us six really solid innings and won a ball game, and he set a really good tone. And that's what happens. Starting pitcher sets the tone and gives you a chance to win the baseball game, but Merrill did a tremendous job in making that happen.
Torrey, can I ask, you're from Santa Monica, St. John's Hospital? Mm-hmm. Born?
Yes, exactly.
Me too. Born me too. That's the, that's the only reason I knew that. That's why it's the only hospital I know.
I love it. I'm feeling that vibe from you right now.
There you go. We're both St. John's babies. How do you like that?
There you go.
All right.
I love it.
From UCLA and now the manager of the Diamondbacks, Torrey Lovello. Torrey, I don't know where I come up with this crazy stuff. I really don't.
You know what? Sometimes I think I talk so much locally in Arizona that the listeners could actually finish my sentences.
Yeah.
It's always about the same type of answer. This one was a little outside of the box.
You were not expecting that one, huh? See?
No, it was very well scripted. I think the listeners really enjoy that type of stuff.
You never can tell where I'm going to take a conversation.
I love it.
Zach Greinke pitches tonight, and I imagine you're looking forward to his second outing, but not more than he's looking forward to a second outing. Star pitchers like that don't like to get roughed up in their first start of the year. What did he not do well in his first game against the Dodgers? And he figures to bounce back, I would think, tonight. Or you're at least confident in that.
Of course. He's an easy bet to make improvements and build off of the last outing. Whether it's good or bad, Zach's going to make adjustments and keep perfecting things. He never is satisfied. He's always making adjustments, and he's able to go out and apply those adjustments. So I think it was a perfect storm of excitement for Zach to where he was maybe missing up in the zone and wasn't pounding the zone the way he wanted to in the areas that he wanted to. Look, and when we talk to Zach about what he's doing and how he's doing it, he's pinpoint to the inch. So if he's an inch off, he's not satisfied. And most guys will be satisfied if that's the case. But I think that's what great pitchers are able to do, is they're able to throw the ball exactly where they want. So a little up in the zone. And then also you got to give the Dodgers credit. They came out hot. They swung an aggressive bat, and they laid it on us pretty good. So they deserve some credit for getting those mistakes and taking advantage of them. So I know that Zach went back to the drawing board a little bit, but not as much as one might think. I know that he knew where those improvements needed to be made, and I think we're going to see a different version of him tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach Greinke's one of the smartest pitchers in all of baseball, so I would expect it to be a tough task for the Padres tonight. Torrey, one more question before we let you get out of here. Ketel Marte, he goes from infield to the outfield. I've always enjoyed watching him play. What is it that you guys saw that you needed to move him to the outfield, or was this just a matter of you want to have the best guys on the field at the time, regardless of position?
Yeah, I think that's where it started. I think because he's such a dynamic player, you know, by him being in center field gave us the ability to plug in Wilmer Flores against quality left-handed pitching. By him being able to play second base, it gave us the ability to plug in what was going to be projected as Adam Jones or Jerod Dyson. And we felt very strongly about his ability to go out there and handle it. A little bit of a story last year when A.J. Pollock slid and broke his finger that night when we found out it was broken. Ketel came into my office and said, "I'll be the best center fielder on this team. Put me out there." And he was already the best second baseman on the team. And we'd already asked him to make a transition over there from shortstop from the year before. So we felt like he was going to be open to the idea. We felt like he could adjust to it and make something like that happen. And going from the infield to the outfield is not easy, especially with today and the balls are flying. You got to be out there and make your plays. But he's done an exceptional job. He stalks the baseball in the outfield as well as the infield, and we like what we've seen so far.
Well, great stuff, Coach. Thanks, Torrey. I just wanted to add one thing. His last name is pronounced Lovello. Chris Ello here, both St. John's Hospital. The comparisons are just ongoing forever and ever.
You are off the chain.
I'm crazy.
Hey, I like that. We're linked. I feel it.
We're linked. Hey, have a great game
Torrey,
tonight.
Thank you for your time, brother.
Thanks much.
Okay, boys. Talk to you about it.
Torrey Lovello, manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. That was on the SDCCU fan hotline. Her 2.5% APY. on a six-month certificate from SDCCU. Visit any of their 43 branches locations and open your account today. Details at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.